Now I know why I like shepherd's pie, you know? Little things, they click
into
place.
Can they show you...
Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and upload it to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Oh, he's calling.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, and we are adding Dell live. Man, we just made the executive decision to move on without you.
Lucky Dell,
we were gonna pull. Yeah,
we were gonna photo finish, man.
Sort of. We were gonna pull your plug, man. You were gonna.
Yeah, we were about to de-vegetablize you.
Yeah, whatever. We're about to chop up your vegetables.
Oh, I'm in the middle of something still, so I'm kind of present, but not really.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Bodybuilding.
Are you using a food processor?
Yeah.
You're processing food.
What? This is so very Dell.
Are you canning peaches?
I'm really concerned about the mystery sound this week. What is that?
It is weird.
League of Legends.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
Is there any way you could, maybe put the mute on League of Legends
nerding
and continue to play?
Heavy.
What do you have, like somebody mining for gold for you or something so that you can buy the level 50 sword or something?
Yeah.
Heavy nerding.
Wow. This is live nerding right here on the show.
It is.
God.
Nerding.
Game, guys, in the podcast.
If this podcast weren't nerdy enough, we got Dell mining for gold. Virtual gold.
So what are you going to do after you get that level 50 sword?
You're going to kill dudes.
It's
not how this game works, man. It's not an RPG.
You're going to be good morrow.
Good morrow. Anyway, there's a good friend, Dell. Brad, how you doing? Can you hear Brad sitting on a red couch? Because he is.
I hear it.
Just sounds
good. It's got a little bit of a sizzle.
Sounds a little velvety.
Yeah. I really like this couch.
If you don't know Brad, Gina was mentioning this to me. She was like, I feel like sometimes on the show we just get really inside baseball. Like, we just talk about, like it's like somebody listens to the podcast and they're just listening to us have a phone conversation. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, my shoulder hurts. Did you talk to Marge? Oh, yeah, she's like, you know, they're like, what the fuck's going on? So,
right.
And we try to reorient everybody occasionally. I mean, I think that's part of the appeal is, you know, that you're just hanging out with some friends that you know.
Would you like to be our neighbor?
Don't you want to talk about Marge? So reorient.
Have you not met your friend Quota?
Are we on? Are we recording?
We already said this.
It's happening.
LARPer?
Quit LARPing. LARPing
and while
so
we're reorienting,
loud right now.
We're all reorienting everyone.
Yeah, so we have our LARPer over there. It's Dell.
He is the resident LARPer.
Yeah,
and he's coming to you direct from Mississippi.
And he bids you good morrow.
Yeah. Good morrow.
The great
That's
state.
What we say here.
Bradley, what are you drinking there?
I got a Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest.
Lucky.
Sprang for something besides natty this evening.
Good for you.
Amazing.
Like, what are you celebrating?
Wednesday.
There was probably a time where Brad, splurged a little bit differently than that. But now that he's a dad, father of, 12 kids and whatever, and he has an 18-bedroom house, 4 butlers, couple nannies.
You spring for the
an
Sierra
au pair
Nevada.
For the sizzle. So he has all that, and then now that's all he can afford. All like his He's a discretionary
fund. My budget can't hold up to much more besides Natty when it's paying for all that other stuff. So, I had to fire one of the nannies.
Yeah. You do what you got to do.
Got a little Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest. You know, it's funny that you'd say that. I, this past week, didn't hire another nanny, but I went to dinner with some people, and they were talking about the CEO of the company for which my wife works. And somebody was like, yeah, well, you know, I had the opportunity to work with the CEO. He actually, goes abroad and does some work in one of their clinics. I don't know, it's like Libya or something like that. Anywhere. It's somewhere else. And they were talking and chit-chatting and, she's got a kid and he's got four kids. And she was like, do y'all have a nanny? And he was like, we got some nannies. And she was like, some? Like how many? Some you only have four kids. What do you mean some nannies? And he's like, well, I mean, each kid has their own nanny.
Well,
and she was like, what are your kids doing? Like, why? How? And he was like, all right, I got to go. Like, he just cut it off and walked away. But I couldn't think of any circumstance under which I would want both of my kids to have their own nanny.
So it's like the pet.
Yeah, it is like a pet.
Got them each their own buddy.
Yeah, that's basically what they did.
We kind of got that
for our other dog. We're like, this dog needs something to take care of it. So we got another dog to play with. Yeah. And I think, like you said, they did that, but they're like, oh, let's get a nanny. They can fucking handle this.
Well, and the thing is, like, if each kid has their own nanny, I think the implication is, well, now each kid can go around wherever they want to go, right? Like, if kid A wants to go to Children's Museum, which makes you think each nanny has their own car. I'm like, this is not a good precedent set.
Yeah, they got a whole thing going on.
So I fired one of my nannies. I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to have this guy's life.
Yeah, I will not be part of this whole
deal. Nanny. Ah, pilot. Ah, butler. That's all. That's all I want.
So this is Deranged Penguin Podcast. Gina's real angry at me.
Why?
We had some technical difficulties.
Oh, I thought you smelled bad again. You look like you smell bad.
Yeah, so we had some technical difficulties in that, I don't know, like I said, it just the way we set this up, for whatever reason, jumped up and bothered.
I'm not mad at you because we had technical difficulties.
No, so she's mad at me because I was trying to alleviate this thing, like right now, like really inside podcasting. You're coming in on both lines here, like your own. And ours.
Me?
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to sound extra loud until I go back and edit it. And so to fix that, I was like, let's just put us both on both channels. And Jean doesn't like that because she can hear herself.
Yeah, even though then you get that's, good
recording,
echo.
That's good recording
technique.
You have to
technique. Listen to yourself while you
she
speak.
She hates it. She just starts looking at me
it's
angrily.
It's really distracting. I can't talk like that.
It's not delayed or anything. She just doesn't like to hear her own voice.
There are a lot of while people I'm who speaking. Have to listen to a monitor.
Well,
so again,
it sucks to be them.
She doesn't. She's like, no, I can hear myself.
Then I can't speak.
So yeah, whatever. Spoiled this one.
I know. I'm telling you, she's like this.
It's
because
I
time.
Found out I'm part British, guys. It's born in me.
Yeah, we talked about this, right? Or did we?
No, we didn't.
Okay, so yeah.
I haven't heard of the results.
Yeah, all right.
They
so,
came in.
Ladies and gentlemen, previously on Deranged Penguin.
The Deranged Penguin
Podcast. The Deranged Penguin Podcast. Coming to you live from San Antonio in Richmond and Mississippi.
We're just announcing that? I thought we'd been recording for like 15 minutes already.
Whatever, LARPing.
I'm not. I'm sitting here participating fully.
In LARPs.
I'm fully engaged in this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so previously on another episode, we talked about how we tried to do that ancestry
DNA.
How
we mailed our spit.
Yeah, we mailed our spit. Fun fact, you got to spit in a cup, and you got to fill it up.
It's more like a tube.
It's a lot of spit. It's more spit than you're comfortable spitting.
Do you have, like, a time frame? Do you have to get it in, like, a specific number of minutes? Or can you do it all day?
Good question.
You know what? I don't know.
Well, you couldn't do it all day because you can't drink within 30 minutes of doing it, so you'd have to be not drinking all day.
Yeah, and you're going to be thirsty.
And you'll have no spit.
So anyway, so there you go. You get it, you send it in. It's like $100 or something like that. You send it in, they analyze it, and they give you a range. Now, it turns out, as you might have guessed, I'm Hispanic. And the thing about Hispanics is that they're a combination of, like, the Spaniards and the existing native peoples there, right?
Right.
And, you know, I'd like to think it was, like, a romantic, you know, interaction. Like, hey, look at you there, native woman. You know, let me court you and whatever. It was probably a little bit more
aggressive.
Forceful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. Turns out that's my genetic makeup. It's like 48% Native American, pretty much anywhere from North America to South America. And, you know, the rest, like Iberian Peninsula, maybe Greek, a little Italian in there, you know, just for some flavor. A little bit of 4% maybe North African, which makes sense if you know any history of Spain and that whole area where Phoenicians crossing over, Greeks going over there by trading. Probably also Saxon. And, you know, a little bit of this and that in there. Gina.
Wasn't the Ottoman Empire, didn't they conquer Spain at one point in time?
Pretty much everybody conquered Spain. Spain's kind of a whore that way.
Because Spain's got some crazy architecture. It just makes me think, I don't know, like almost Turkish looking stuff.
Well, yeah, it was. Like the Moors, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So they conquered the southern half of Spain for a long period of time. And the southern half of Spain, like Sevilla or Seville, as you may know it, Andalusia, that whole bottom part. That's where they have all those you know, buildings you're talking about. And that Seville was the launching point for all the Spanish, you know, explorations over here to find the Sevilla. Stuff that we already knew about, you know. Like, hey, look, guys, I found this place. I'm calling it Florida. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, we already live. No, I found it, you know.
Yeah.
So all that stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, look at all this gold. Let's take it back to Spain. And so they did. Well, that's
what I'm talking about. Is there a way we can get that back?
That's what I was going to say. When we go to Spain, I was going to politely ask for it back.
Probably.
It's all in Toledo.
Yeah. I was like, hey, guys, it was pretty cool that you wanted to hold on to it for 600-700 years, whatever. Can I just go ahead and take that back? I mean,
yeah. Toledo is pretty much like a cash for gold commercial.
Yeah. So there you go. That's me. If you're ever wondering what are these like nasally sounds that are coming through my ears, well, it's a little bit Native American, a little bit Iberian, a little bit Greek Italian. All podcasty goodness.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
All Hispanic.
And Gina, turns out she's 27%.
Well, it turns out about 60% African, specifically in or around Nigeria. And 27% Great Britain.
Mm.
Great British.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I always thought you were, like, not so Great British, you know?
Yeah. Mediocre. Well,
so, again... I'd like to think that this union of these people.
I'm excited, guys. I'm so white.
Of the African person and the Great Britain person.
I'm in your club now.
Was probably, again, a lovingly romantic, you know, courtship. They live happily ever after. I feel like in real life, though, it was a little bit more forceful. This union of the twain.
I mean, you know, Barack is half white, half black. This is the popular concept of Barack, right? I want to find out what this guy's spit, you know, what the read on this guy's spit is. Because, Gina, the chance exists that he could only be 25% white, right?
That's true.
Maybe. Yeah. Sure.
Possibly.
That's true.
You could be more white than the President of the United States.
Well, I feel like I am.
Yeah, I mean, you feel quiet?
Never mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. I encourage you guys to figure out what it is. Because it was a popular amongst y'all peoples, not like black peoples, but like your family and stuff.
The
they're
British.
Like, yeah,
the
we're
British.
Like a Native American. We got like so much Cherokee.
Yeah, and
oh
then,
my God.
After you do it, yeah, that was totally busted. I'm like 0% Native American. They're like, yeah, no, there's none.
They're like, what?
Not any.
Do that test again.
But after you get results, they give you also like suggestions of people who might be your like second, third, fourth cousins. That are on Ancestry.com. And that's interesting, too. We got a whole bunch of white people that might be my third cousins.
Hey, what do you know?
Contact
we might be family, guys. You should send your spit.
Hey, Jethro. Just want to touch face with you.
South Edwards family.
What's that in the background of your picture? The stars and what?
X-looking flag.
It's a red flag. It's a lot of white hats you got around there. So, I mean, like, that's the thing is that, like, you found somebody that had, like, the last name. You're like, that last name looks like my grandmother's maiden name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Possible second cousin. Yeah.
So, I've always wanted to do this, like, fill out the full family tree. Like, especially as the older members of the family, you know, let's say they reach the finish line, you know. They don't last forever.
They tap out.
Yeah, they're like, all right, I'm done. I want to check out of Life Hotel. Oh. So, I mean, but they have all these stories, right? Like, I always talk about, like, my grandfather's story that he kind of just tell in, you know, like, kind of offhandedly. I was like, do you want, like, the fish tacos or, like, the whatever? He's like, you know what? No, I ever tell you I don't like fish? I was like, no, Grandpa. And he's like, well, because he's like,
oh, no.
Yeah, he's like, when I was a kid.
Hope you never
He's like,
would.
My dad, they were migrant workers, right? So we had to go up to Michigan, and we went up there, and, the harvest froze over, so there was no work. So, you know, we just had enough money to make our way to Michigan to go work for the whatever, for the season. So we had to just hang out. And so we had a fish. We lived, for a month. They camped out, and they were fishing from the river, and that's all they ate was fish. He's like, so I hate fish now. I will not eat fish because it just reminds me of how cold it was. We were just eating fish for a whole month, and it was awful. And I was like, oh, shit. So, I mean, like, that kind of story, that kind of gets lost, you know what I mean? And, like, nobody else is going to tell it. Like, me, I'll tell it badly.
Much for getting lost.
That time my grandpa
I tell you why my grandpa hates fish.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, little dad always wanted to go back, like, record their stories, like, sit down and have grandma regale us all about her with her life story. You know what I mean? Just for the record.
How would you put it all together? Like a DVD compilation?
I think. Something like that. I mean, you can stream it, I guess.
Put on Part Netflix. Of the problem with a lot of those recounting of the stories, though, is that, at least in my experience in my family, all of the old people are insane. Not like, oh, they're so crazy, they did all kinds of neat stuff. Like, no, they're just demented.
Well, okay. Obviously, this plan doesn't apply for everyone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but, I don't
think it's going to hold water in my family. But otherwise...
But it could. You could. You could always say, look, Grandpa... That was Dell jumping in with it. It's the Dell alert. We have a...
LARPing.
We got a Dell alert. No, all right. So I'm just saying, like, you could go back. You're always saying, oh, Grandma was crazy. But now you can record her saying the crazy things, right? You're like, see? Yeah. I told you. I was not just making that shit up just because she didn't give me, you know, whatever part of land that she had or something, you know? Dell, did you ever want to do this? Did you ever do Ancestry.com?
My mom's been doing it. She's, yeah.
She I likes to doing connect
it.
With her.
I like it a little bit. I haven't ever had the time to spend, actually putting together my ancestors. The DNA test would be kind of cool, but I have a feeling I know what my results are going to be.
All the more reason to do
it. Turns out Dell's 27% black.
Native American. Exactly.
We all knew it. The 27% we can't see because this guy is barely opaque.
Yeah, it's white. Well hidden, you know. Brad, you have any?
I am interested in my ancestry and genealogy 0% of the time. I don't care.
You wouldn't spring like 100, like just fire another
I
butler.
I wouldn't pay 5 fucking cents to find out what my read
Brad
is.
Brad must be white.
If somebody gave it to me, I would be interested. I'd be like, oh, wow, that's a great piece of information. I'm going to file that in the I will never think about this again place.
It's not difficult. You should just do it.
Yeah. I think one of the best lines...
I don't want to pay money for it.
One of the best lines, I was telling people at work, and the guy was like, so they said, you're half Mexican. You're basically Mexican, is what they said.
So confirmed.
So you give them $100, and they just, put you through the random number generator. Like, oh, yeah, 48% this, 42% that. There you go. Sure, there you go.
Yep. Mexican. Last 40 years. It's a Mexican. Yeah.
But it's funny. The cool part is that they do match you up, and you can kind of get a little nerdy about the science and how they do that stuff. Because, you know, so in Gina's case, where it said, like, you're probably, like, from Great Britain or share some traits from people in Great Britain, that's because Great Britain is a collection of islands. I don't know if you guys knew that.
What?
Yeah. And so, you know, geographically isolated peoples should, you know, they end up with, like, genetic traits.
You call me a hermit?
Yeah, hermit. So you don't like talking to people. That's why, and you end up, you get, like, you know, genetically unique traits that are identifiable, right?
Yes.
So for other things, like, say, all this, the Native Americans, one, they likely died out, and there was, like, not a whole lot of genetic diversity because they all got killed in the first wave of disease. Two, they moved around a lot. And so a lot of tribes and things, a lot of peoples that border each other, it's kind of hard to, you know, pinpoint them. There's a lot of movement, maybe wars, you know, death, famine, that kind of thing. It eliminates some of the uniqueness. So it makes it a little bit harder to pin down. So that's why it's like, yeah, you're from the Americas. Well, thanks a lot. Ancestry, really, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? Like, you can kind of see. Like, if it's like Central Europe, it's like, I mean, there's a lot of shit that happened, right?
Right.
A couple world wars, migrations, great and small, you know, this, that, the
not
other.
Not that much.
Those world wars, weren't they exaggerating a little bit? They just
I mean, if they could give me more information, like, even if it wasn't specific to geography, like, oh, well, you're probably from, like, Nepal. Like, you're probably from Laurel, Mississippi. Like, I mean, I'm okay with not having, like, somebody throw a dart at a map and tell me I'm from here. But if I could give you some sample of my DNA and you could tell me other things, maybe just about my DNA. Like,
well, they can.
Oh,
do
well,
that,
you've got this genetic mutation, which means
yeah, that's a different website.
You're probably gonna die early.
That's not Ancestry.com.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, Ancestry.com is like, hey, where do you think you come from?
Office.
Yeah, yeah, I understand, but that's that, as far as my DNA. I'm just telling you, I am more interested in, like, information that I, well, A, think is legitimate. B, is actually applicable to how I'm going to live out the rest of my life.
Mm.
Now, I will say, I actually did a DNA test on my dogs. Because I can look at those guys and be like, I don't know what you are.
That's such a white people thing to do, you know?
From,
you're over here trying to retrace your history, and he's like, well,
what I will spend
I'll spend money on my dogs.
Yeah, it was fun. I was like, you're Italian Greyhound? You got some of that in you? Really? Wow.
It's the
I didn't even know that was
thing.
A breed. It's so exciting.
Except people.
Yeah, whereas I can look in the mirror and be like, yeah, pretty standard white guy.
Yeah, but that could come from anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, the whole, like, yeah, especially, like, race is, like, a construct. I mean, it's, like, relatively new.
Yeah.
I'm talking about where
we could be cousins, Brad.
Yeah. One of them asshole cousins,
you'll like
you know?
We are.
I know.
Anyway, so there you go. Found that interesting. Thanks for shooting it down, Brad.
Thanks a
appreciate
lot,
that.
Brad.
Just I can understand why other people are interested in it. I just don't want to spend money on it. I would rather spend money on, like, traveling to somewhere.
He's like the guy. I know where he descended from. Whoever they based the fucking, you know, the Scrooge dude on, that guy.
Yeah.
Fucking miser.
Yeah,
ass.
You're so that guy, Brad.
My humbug.
Fucking 2-story pool of gold coins.
That's what, wow. Yeah, is that what's behind you in that closet there?
Exactly what it is. No, I mean, I was just, you know, like, oh, well, maybe I'm German. Let me go to fucking Germany and see if I recognize any of these people. Like, if any of these dudes look like me, I'll be like, yeah, maybe I'm 27% you.
That's the most we're talking about science over here, and he just wants to walk around seeing.
Is this science?
He just wants to go on a trip.
No, it's fucking carnival. You know, it's just fucking carnival trick. Shut up, Brett. Shut up, Brett. You have the most science degree that we have of the four here, and you're the most dismissive.
Science-y.
Just awful. Least science-y.
It's a combination of facts and fiction. I mean, they use a small kernel of information to weave a tale for you. I mean, I feel like it is not extraordinarily different from a horoscope.
Well, I mean, It's a little
bit
different.
I think it's fun. I think it's a really cool idea. I mean, I really do think it's fun.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different.
Del, tell him he's wrong.
He's not entirely wrong.
Oh, white people.
What? I mean,
they're not that accurate. Like, they can get pretty wrong still.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, again, yeah, they give it to you, like, in a range. And, I mean, the whole idea is to just...
They're not that inaccurate, because they could have given us each other's results, and I would have been like, what the hell are they talking about? But they didn't.
How did they know? Did you have to fill something out that said that you're... Racial descent?
No.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look, like, the cool thing is that, like...
I would like to know that I'm 100%... You know, Scotch Irish.
Now I know why I like shepherd's pie. You know, but little things they click.
Can
into
they
place.
Tell you? They said so. You got like partially like British.
Yeah,
but so it just said British though. It didn't.
Well, no. Well, then again, when you click again, on it, it says again, specifically that you have, it's talking yeah, about you have the region. I'm pretty sure I'm talking. Then it says primarily located in England, Scotland, Wales.
Yeah.
So, but I bet on mainland Europe, it's not even as accurate as that. I bet it's just like Eastern Europe or Western Europe-ish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and like I said, some of it might be, you know, just kind of guesstimating. I totally am aware of that. But there is some science behind it. And even if it's like, they're not, I mean, like I said, they're doing some of the, even like the most...
There's science behind stuff.
Yeah, they're not doing the deepest dive, like Brad said, where they figure out, well, you know, you have a genetic disposition to hate Brad's fucking guts, you know? Because, like, right now, I feel like I do.
But, like, if they tell you you're mostly made of Europe West, then they say that specifically that area is you know, Western Europe. It's France, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Switzerland.
Yeah, and again, like I said, a lot of it, like, if you hail from a geographically isolated region, or, like, you know, the people that, you know, were there for a long period of time.
Like Eskimos.
Yeah, you develop genetic uniqueness, you know?
That happens.
Rumor has it. Mm-hmm. It's not real science-y.
But, like, again,
call that something.
What about, like, evolution?
Yeah.
Speciation? Oh, no.
Jesus is my boy.
That's not it.
So, again, it's like the thing we talked about a couple weeks ago about the Eskimos and the omega-3 fatty acid and whatever.
Yeah, man.
How I can finally stop taking that pill. It's a big pill.
What a fucking waste.
Monster.
Mm. Yeah.
Waste of time.
So, Gina, why don't you update us? What's it like being a woman?
Well, guys.
That is a host of a fetus.
I try not to swallow things with my vagina.
That happens. I noticed her. She was resisting very well this week. Good job, then.
What was your question?
Does that thing have teeth?
What's it like hosting a fetus?
Sometimes. Oh, hosting.
Yeah.
Hostess, you know, Gina, hosting the fetus. It looks like a monster. It maybe has teeth.
It's not real pleasant. I'm told.
Like a ghost.
Right now it's in the monster phase where it has like the fused head to body thing. Where
I'm hoping he just
it's
comes
all
out like
one.
That.
The neck is all one. It's kind of like.
Let's not tempt the fates.
Like a football player shape right now. And apparently it's starting to like move its little limbs and stuff, but you can't feel it because it's so small.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, so
kid, can you
bloated. I feel super pregnant, but I'm not. And so it's really weird and uncomfortable and embarrassing.
What did you describe it as?
Like,
you ate
pregnant.
A lot of root beer floats?
Yeah, I feel like I've been binging on root beer floats. It just, it feels pretty gross.
One thing I noticed, like, usually, right, so we just went and had some noodles right at Kimura. I'm giving some free advertising. It's good. Best noodles in town. Usually I'll get the extra noodles, and I'll eat them, and then Gina will be done. And I'm like, I'll try some of those noodles over there, right? I'm that guy. Yeah. I'll eat some of Gina's food. Today, I was, like, eating regular pace. Hadn't changed my pace. I look over, and Gina's, like, scraping the edge of her bowl, like, you know, like, done. I was like,
you're good noodles.
I was like, you want some of my noodles? She's like, fucking killed them. I was like, I don't know.
You can't force them on me.
I, not very hard. I was like, sure, you can have them, honey. It's okay. That's how I force it. It's all right if you want them. Get it. So it was just funny being that one, like, Gina. I was like, is that what it looked like?
That's what you look like.
That's fine. Anything else? You feel bloated?
Yeah, super bloated.
be like, all right, so I imagine that
like
you had
my pants are almost too tight bloated, like already, like that fast. Like, what the hell?
Dude, I would, yeah, I don't know anything about pregnancy. But I can tell you one thing.
Wait, I'll tell you what. I will talk about it anyway.
Sweatpants?
No, not sweatpants. You can get dress pants with a stretchy waist. I wish I could wear elastic waist pants anyway, man.
You give off that vibe.
As an adult, that would be so comfortable.
You say that, but then you feel like an adult in stretchy pants all the time.
Doesn't Brad give off the vibe like he just really wants to be in stretchy pants all the time?
Yeah.
It's like his whole life is just built up like, all right, when do I get my stretchy pants?
I thought your stomach would stay all flat for a long ass time and then it would become this really cool big pregnant stomach.
Yeah.
Not like pop out bloated immediately when there's like hardly any baby in there.
Right.
Again, there's only a monster fetus that nobody really...
Yeah, I thought I was going to be all fashionable and cute, and really I want to look for like those 80s mom overalls, because those just sound great right now. Like, that's why they wore that frumpy shit. That sounds really good. All right,
so like on the meter where you're like fashion pregnancy lady, when everybody's like, wow, look at Gita out here pregnant and rocking everything, to like frumpstress where you're just like walking around like hunched over like
garbage bag with a hole cut in the top.
Yeah, if I didn't have to be seen by people, I would be in that garbage bag.
All right, cool. So
it'd be great.
That's gentlemen, take this time again to thank the good lords and lordesses
couches
above for not cursing us with lady parts.
Count your blessing.
Yeah, it sounds awful. Hey, everything, all of it.
There's nothing about it that sounds appealing.
It's not fun.
Every month,
it's not fun.
You know, you bleed out.
Have any had any fun fall booze?
Yeah.
This is lame.
You can't eat lunch meat? Jesus.
I can't eat lunch meat? I never wanted a sub sandwich so bad.
I swear, every day I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to lunch.
I don't want a flaming hot sub sandwich, so
yeah, I'm like,
just going without.
I'll text her, like, all right, I'm going to go lunch, so if you need me, I'll be over there. And she texts
I'm
gonna me.
I'm going to be eating sushi.
I don't even do that. I just like, I'm going to go to lunch wherever everybody wants to go. She's like, eat a sandwich for me. She's like, describe her ideal meal.
You want a beer? Let me get you a beer.
And she did that too. She ordered me a beer and then just like watched me drink it. Like, you know.
No, Del keeps picking up his big glass, like taunting me with it. It's like rude.
What is it?
So good. What are you drinking?
Pirates of the Caribbean, right? Curse of the Black Pearl. Curse of Black Pearl.
That looks delicious. Oh,
looks
you remember
so
when Barbosa, Captain Barbosa, like gives the apple to her and has her eat it, and he's like, "Oh, that looks great. I wish I could do that." That's what Gina's doing. That's how she looks all the time. It's like, oh, look at you drinking that beer. It looks so good.
Nibbling on carrots instead.
Have you done any homebrew since you've been back in Laurel?
Yeah, well, I brewed a beer with my sister that she had like a kit that somebody gave her, so we did that together.
Is Lauren in Hattiesburg now, or is she?
Did
she
look at it dismissively?
She's in New Orleans. She just came up to do that.
No. Well, where does she live?
Where?
Yeah, like where in New Orleans?
Near Loyola, that's all I know. Where she works.
Del, did you look at that homebrew kit dismissively and down your nose?
No,
it was cute.
I like that. He tried to lie, but he couldn't. He's like, no. Well, yeah.
No, I was actually interested in it because it wasn't like.
Authentic.
It was like all grain brewing. It was pretty complete.
So like rate those. Like, should I go to Target, buy one of the ones they got there, take it home and make a kick ass, you know, brewski? Or should I make one from the earth the way you did?
No, it's always. I mean, here's the thing about them. You don't know how long it's been sitting on the shelf, so you don't know how old the ingredients are, and that makes a huge difference. The instructions are fairly incomplete. Like, it was telling her to do things and leaving out, like, important, what I think are very important aspects of making the beer. So we modified the recipe a good bit. And it's not, So, like, when you're making 5 gallons of beer, I would say, like, the likelihood that you're going to mess it up goes down in some ways because it's hard, because there's, like, more positive pressure towards it being good. Like, when you're making a very small batch of beer, like, if something goes wrong, I think it's more likely to affect the overall flavor of it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard to make a consistent, it's hard to be as consistent with a smaller batch, I think. So, if you're going to do it, and that's the other thing, like it made like 10 beers or 9 beers and it was almost the same amount of time as it is to do a whole brew, like a full 5 gallon brew, which is 50 beers. So just do a whole one.
Just do, yeah. Do it, have a kegger, right?
And it's probably $30 for the single, for the 9 beer thing, and probably $50 for the 50 beer thing. So
$30, 9 beers, $50, 50 beers. Yeah.
I want a beer.
Jeannie, you can just brew beer for the next 9 months.
That's what I should do. Stockpile.
You won't be able to taste any of it, like, through the thing. It might be the shittiest beer. You have,
my taste
tester. We have a fucking warehouse of shitty beer.
Turns out it's all... Oh, I missed an ingredient.
Yeah, somebody goes, oh, you made a bunch of Miller Lite, huh?
Somebody would drink it.
Yeah, somebody would drink it. Shitty beers.
I would drink it.
Brett would drink it.
Yeah, you drink Natty Light.
Ship it all to you.
You're talking about things that taste, like, cleaner, you know? Like a Natty Light.
Cleaner?
Yeah.
No, he likes to drink that fountain lemonade. It tastes like cleaner.
Fountain lemonade. Like, is it...
Like, from a soda machine. You know, like
the Minute Maid?
Buy a drink.
It is some weird fucking lemonade, man.
It's not lemonade. It's gross.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It's a yellow
good.
Drink. It's not even lemonade.
No, it's not. It's basically just all
it
unnatural
tastes like
chemicals.
Watery Pledge.
Yeah, like if I got it, get some Pledge.
Didn't go through the little foamer.
I love
it just
my watery
came out.
Pledge.
Oh, it's not good.
What are you doing over there, Brad? You've been like you look real moody for the everybody listening.
Is it the black shirt?
Yeah, he's wearing a black shirt. Like last week, he was like happy go lucky.
Like you're gonna do poetry.
Yeah, he had a white shirt on. He was like happy. He was leaning forward into the camera. He was smiling. Today he looks moody. Lights are down. Like his
he keeps snapping.
Yeah, he has. All the time. Yeah, he has a black shirt on. His shadow there looks like extra thick.
It's navy. The shirt is navy.
Oh, let's see. He just
I
always
have
to correct
every
everyone.
Light in the room on.
Moody.
Uh huh.
I am moody.
You stub your toe or something on the way down here?
I don't feel that moody.
You look moody. It's like, God, I just feel like you said
just
one thing wrong.
He's just getting you in the mood.
Yeah, it's like, damn.
That's what that is. You just like it.
He has a sneer right now.
Where are we in the development of L dissertation? Or L thesis? Or
read
I mean, what do you call this thing?
Read it to us.
Dissertation.
The work.
Read it.
Yeah. Do you call it the work? My work is nearly finished.
My magnum opus.
Yeah, all right. So again, to reorient everybody, Dell has spent the last 28 years writing his dissertation. And I think he got down to page 2 now. So that's pretty good. Pretty good progress. Is that right? Is that about summing up?
More or less.
Only 298 to go.
Yeah. He's isolated himself.
Perfect.
In a little cave in Laurel. So you said Laurel, Mississippi? Yeah. Where only he, an oil lamp, and it's an inkwell and a feather, and he's knocking his shit out right now.
Yep. As we speak.
In between LARPing.
In between LARPing. What were you doing? Is League of Legends a thing with Mariah Carey on it?
What?
What is League of Legends? No, I know. It's a
what
game
are you
shit.
Talking about?
I was trying to figure
seriously.
Out what game he's playing.
Mariah Carey was.
All right, so you don't like the...
So, my brother just interviewed with Riot Games, who makes League of Legends.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what it is now. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was... Since he's interviewing with him and whatever, he thought he'd check it out and wanted me to check it out with him. So, I was doing that.
Yeah, way to make it feel like you're just trying to help somebody out.
He's LARPing.
Yeah.
No.
It's
anybody ever played Dark Earth?
It's VARPing.
Is that game ever a thing?
Virtual
Dark Earth.
I mean, I know it was a thing. I didn't just make it up and ask, but...
That's a game?
I don't know if anybody else played it.
Yeah.
No.
I tried briefly to get into computer games, and I picked it up at, like, Office Depot when I was, like, in... I don't know, 7th grade or something.
Yeah.
I just don't have the attention span to get into that stuff. It was really boring. Like, I have to go walk around and do stuff. Boring.
It's like playing.
Like, do something. Go. And he just stands there. I have to make him go places.
It is a little bit boring sometimes.
Roll around like Sonic, asshole.
Boring.
I really like playing Shenmue, the game, right?
Shamu?
On Dreamcast. Shenmue. It was a great game.
Free Willy?
I don't know what that is.
But literally, in the game, you're like... Your guardian dude, he's like, get a job. And so you got to go down to the docks and get a job as a forklift driver. And no shit, you got to perform work. Like, you got to, like, all right, get 5 boxes, load them up. And so you got to do that. And I was like, I'm fucking over here having a virtual job as a forklift driver?
She'd probably just get a job.
Yeah, there's people.
Got a job as a forklift driver in real life.
You should have put that like on your application for the forklift driving job.
Experience. Yeah.
And later on in my life, when I was a forklift driver, I was like, you know what?
Did it help you?
This is the second time we've done it. Yeah, I was helped by the virtuality.
I think I've seen this before.
Don't worry, guys. I once lifted 8 boxes into the dock. Shenmue's a great game, though.
Shamu?
So seriously, what are you doing with the dissertation? Good progress? No progress? Have you regressed?
I'll tell you a little bit about them.
Will you digress?
All right.
I'm working on it. It's coming along.
Cool.
All right. So
reveal the secrets later.
Let's make this externally valid here, right? And let's apply it generally to other people. What can we learn from dissertations?
Writing at length sucks.
Can't learn nothing much, let me tell you what.
Tell you.
So,
you can learn.
I'm tired, sorry.
See what it does to you people?
I wanted to tell you, to say something, like the idea of working in video games, like some of the newer games like Skyrim... You actually, when you're playing that game, because there's a lot of like daily life, like you feel like it has the same effect on your brain and body as if you like were doing things in real life. So like you play the game and you're like worn out afterwards because you feel like your brain thinks that you've had this whole day of doing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I noticed that when I was playing it and then I looked it up and that's like a thing.
That game sounds like an alternative to the Mile High Club.
Skyrim. Can I get a Skyrim, please? Oh, yeah, just $200 to come back and get you that Skyrim.
Take a napkin in there with you.
Gross.
Y'all are gross. It's not even a thing. What are y'all thinking
of? Where you went.
We can make it a thing.
Where are y'all going?
I'm going to Spain. I'm going to ask him. Excuse me, can I get a Skyrim?
You don't ask for it. You just get it.
You wink? Skyrim. How do you know? Well, they put you in the Mile High Club.
If you don't know, you don't deserve to join the Skyrim Club.
You know, I have no desire to be in the Mile High Club.
That sounds awful.
Few people do.
That sounds terrible.
What age do you think that you were just, like, not ready? Like, you think, like, they're like 22-year-old Brad, they're like, Mile High Club? And you're like, yeah. But then 23, you're like, no. Like, what age do you think that you...
I think at the age you first go into an airplane bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like there has not been a single point in my life where I've been like, that's an achievement. Gotta get that off my list.
Well, see, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit there, because I feel like I was...
And it was amazing.
No, like, I was totally more willing.
Harder.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, your desire... to have sex in weird places, like, decreases as you have more of your own space.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But I'm just saying that specific weird scenario never – it's like – I mean, seriously, it's like a porta potty but worse. It's like a porta potty with other people sitting with their faces jammed up against the side, and it's only half as big.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were riding a bus that had a bathroom, would you go do it in there?
Yeah, no.
Seriously.
Like the same thing.
We call that just loser club.
Yeah.
Anybody else in the loser club with me? You're banging
the call that rock bottom
Greyhound, dude? Really?
Rock bottom club. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
No, I
look. See, because I feel like you're doing that for more bus fare. I think it's probably what you're doing there.
Maybe
you have an enterprise. That's why it's rock bottom club.
Flans. Feel pretty good about my win this past week. You want to orient everybody and let them know what I'm talking about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantasy football league, and now we do this a little bit differently here on the Penguin. So instead of giving the winner, you know, lavish praise, we decided to turn all our attention on the loser and make them do something stupid. And that means, like, the worst record in the league. Now, the funny part is that the present last place person just got married right now, right? So he's probably, like, happiest day of his life. Woo, got married. And also he's going to have the worst day of his life at the end of the season. At least that's my hope.
Fantastic.
Yeah, especially, here's what happened. Before the season, you know, I text him, like, so how do you feel about your chances in our league this one? He's like, well, I'm gonna tell you what, it's probably gonna be me at the top, and probably just maybe Brandon, who is A elite QB. He's a Ravens fan. That's why he did that. He's like, it's between me and Brandon, pretty much. We played in other leagues together, and let me tell you, like, he's probably gonna be my only competition. Now, I kind of scoffed at that, like, you know, I've been in the playoffs every season, I'm pretty good. My brother. And let me tell you what, I'm undefeated. Undefeated. And Mr. Braggadocious, I just got married, and I'm probably going to be alive and kicking at the end of the season. Well, he's defeated. Fully defeated. And it brings me ever much joy. Like last season when I enjoyed Brad losing every game, I'm enjoying
such a fucking hater, man.
I'm not. I just enjoy the misery of others, okay?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right.
It's funny.
I feel pretty good, though. I'm sitting at 3-1. It's decent.
Yeah, you're the highest score in the league. Yeah. Whatever.
You know,
we don't want to talk about
this past week, I actually did not do very well. And this next week, I'm only slated to score 88. So I've got pretty modest expectations.
Oh, yeah, mine is expectation.
I've been sucking so hard.
Yeah, Gina is the defending champ.
Ugh. I just have the worst team ever.
Yeah.
Maybe you could, like, make some good trades with Tony Shalhoub, Texas Hotness.
I know.
I play Texas Hotness.
She has the worst team ever. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, she picked, like, all Cowboys, and they're all injured now. I'm finna be undefeated, guys.
Nobody cares.
I'm finna be undefeated.
No, you're not, dude. Because you are gonna play. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna destroy your face.
Face destroyed.
So let's take a look at the standings. We won't go through the matchups this week.
Sucks so hard.
I'm undefeated. Brad is 3-1, but he is the leading scorer. So there you go. Dell is tied for second, 3-1.
I'm the least scored against, though. That's an important distinction.
All right. Okay, yeah. That's actually not good because it means that you had a low bar to jump over. And you're like, I jumped over all those bars. Like,
no, well, they I also are have one the biggest the differential ground. Between the most scored points for and against. And with the guy.
I think you also had you had a hard time saying that last one there. I'm going to give you a loss on that sentence.
Well, just saying. You just got another one in the L column for that.
I'm racking him up.
I'm beating Brad. Is what I'm unofficial standings. You just
speaking
catapulted
standings.
Yourself into last place.
This has a lead weight. Eat My George also 3-1, only 360 points. This guy.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a shaky 3-1. So yeah, you can check out the rest of the standings on the site. We link to it on there. It's a public league. So you can see who's going to be the worst team ever in the history of ever.
Watch them fail.
Yeah, this is sort of upsetting. You are going to be 5-0, aren't you, Adam?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, again, all right, here's the fun of it. It's not really who wins the league. You win. We've yet to assign. We've had winners. We just
the
get to give.
Guy.
We've yet to give trophies to people.
It's all about who wins.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Brad's been working on this trophy for a couple years now. He's doing his Jeebus impression. Yeah. I go to prepare a trophy for you for 1,000 years. Anyway, so there's that, but we've had losers. Brad has been a loser. Probably still is a loser. He's the reigning loser. So he had to do open mic night. Now, here's the problem is that Brad was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I was going to try to be a stand-up. And so, like, he had an entertaining, successful open mic night. So,
thanks a lot,
Brad.
God,
what an ass.
No.
He's like Bill Belichick. He's, you know.
I look like a fucking slacker, but I actually get it done.
And we've had a couple other losers.
And
we had a little. We had a co-team. They finished last. They both had to go do open mic night. And those are also on the website. You click there. You go listen to the hilarity that is that.
Speaking of comedy, did anybody watch Brian Regan's latest special?
His live show.
I wanted to. I didn't get to.
Live.
You can still watch it now.
Where was he? Radio City Music Hall.
It's 2015. You can watch things that have been broadcasted pretty quickly after they've been broadcasted.
Oh.
Watch it on the Comedy Central app. That's what we did.
Ah, okay. It's a good way to do that. How was the show?
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was fun.
If you like him,
it's good.
You'll think it's funny.
It's funny. Del, are you smelling your finger?
Rip your breast
or are you giving yourself a mustache? What are you doing over there?
He is smelling his finger. Skyrim.
You're still with Skyrim. You notice he didn't deny
just sitting
it.
In a very odd split way.
Skyrim better for you or for your partner? Give myself a Skyrim.
Does that involve like jumping up and down on a something? How do you do that? Guys are awful. This is a kid show. It's a kid show. Kids listen to this show. So again, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. We're on iTunes. We're also just publicly available on the RSS feed. If you like using Android or something like that, you can subscribe that way. We have an email list you can subscribe to, so we just send you an email saying, hey, we published a new show. You should click it and listen. We also have a website, Deranged Penguin, penguin with a W, PENGWIN, penguin.com. Yeah. And we do this every week, ladies and gentlemen. Is everybody reoriented now? Have we reoriented? Can we resume regularly scheduled?
I feel pretty
podcast?
Oriented.
I feel good.
What? I don't think you're supposed to say oriented. You're supposed to say Asian, I think.
Reagent.
Yeah. We don't say that anymore.
Yeah. Or is everybody reagent?
Asian.
Yep.
Good.
Don't be racist.
Yes, Del.
What was the sentiment about people's time in Hattiesburg from
getting feedback?
I don't know. I think mostly everybody was upset that they lost, that the team lost. They got fucking slaughtered. Exactly
well,
that.
What were they expecting?
Well,
I mean, it's a young program. Like, you have that. You're not going to, leap out of the gates with a bunch of, blue chip high school, recruits.
You talking about North Texas?
Yeah.
North Texas has been around for 100 years, the football team.
I was thinking of UTSA. My bad.
Yeah. No.
Never mind. They have no excuse.
No.
They should have done better.
It was very somebody reminded me. I think the first North Texas game that we attended was 10 years ago. Can you believe it?
I can.
And in that first game, first play, North Texas gets a safety. I was like, oh, fucking cool. I heard they got a good defense. High five, Gina, right? And then Tulsa proceeded to score 50-plus points. Final score was 50-plus to 2. And thus began my North Texas journey. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in like the 10 years since, they've had one winning season. And that's why it was great. Dell and I ran, we ran around on the field in the Cotton Bowl. Dell, because it was there. Me, because I wanted to be a part of it. And I stained my knee on the turf there at the Cotton Bowl, the historic Cotton Bowl, right?
We had to dodge Talisa. That's pretty
yeah. cool. So Dell like snuck. They weren't expecting that because most of the crowd jumped out there, and the crowd, the cops were like, "Okay, fine, you know, not let anybody else." So Dell jumped down. The guy was like, he was kind of angry, like that Dell snuck past him. So he was looking like, "All right, next guy to jump, I'm gonna get him." The next guy to jump was me, right?
So you jumped on him.
Drunker.
No, we had been drinking, right? And like I said, I was. Dell and I had good drinking teammates there living in Denton and whatnot. So we're good drinking, and we can
support
ourselves well, right? But one thing we're not good at is drinking and doing athletic things like jumping from an 8-foot wall. So there I go, and I jump down, and I was like, whoa, man. You know, like it just kind of – my knees weren't ready to land while it's drunk. So I kind of stumble a little bit, and there's a cop like cornering me. And I tried to make a move that I think was quick, but it was kind of like, oh, boy. And the cop, like, he, like, stiff-armed me and, like, slammed me against the wall, and I kind of just kept moving. And then I started sprinting, and then I tripped over myself and fell. Then I popped up, and then I joined the crowd in the middle. Yeah, super, super graceful, you know what I mean? You know?
But it
turns out I'm not the best runner.
Profiling.
Yeah,
I just gave him the white guy sign. He's like, okay,
yeah. He's like, get out there, man.
That did. We talked about this before. One time we were in a car with Dell in the back. Gina got pulled over, and then the cop was like, totally gonna give Gina a ticket. But then he saw that we had our white guy in the back. He's like, sir, are you okay? Are you these two brown people taking good care of you? He's like, oh, it's fine. You know,
let them. Go.
They're with me. They're my driving team.
If only he knew I was British.
Yeah,
hey, been all right.
27%. Let me tell you what.
You got to carry that around with me.
You got to say it like that.
Yeah, got to work on that voice.
I qualify as my own white person.
Technically,
can I get like a 25% reduction on this ticket? Maybe.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we did rush the field. That was 2 years ago now, 2013, North Texas wins the Cotton Bowl. So this season, you know, I can't really watch it because we're busy doing things. But I see, like, I'm watching on my phone through the miracle of technology, and I see them go down 35-0 in the first half. So,
yeesh.
So you're going to see a good one when they go to Tennessee.
Can't wait.
Worth the money.
Yeah. You better be so entertaining, Brad, because we're not going to get, like zero entertainment from the game. You better, you know, be writing all your jokes.
Yeah, I'll be working on my material.
You guys ever, I tell you guys about the one.
What's the deal? It's orange.
Do you still go to Oregon?
I am.
Speaking of North Texas, they play Portland State this weekend, homecoming game. Portland State's an FCS school. They're favored by 1 point.
Wow.
That's how great a job old Danny McCartney is doing right now. But it's a battle of the beards. There's a lot of funny. I've been chuckling at all the homecoming signs. Like, you know, beat Portlandia State and, you know, whatever. Put a bird on it. Yeah, that stuff.
So. That's pretty cool. I didn't think about that. They are kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. We've been to Portland, Gina, remember? And we've been to Denton recently. Remember we're talking about this?
Yeah.
Comparing Portland to Denton?
Yep.
Are they comparable?
They're comparable.
Speak into the mic. Stubborn-ass Britty Brit. Anyway, we're wrapping up the show, guys.
That's the show.
I was listening to, like, SiriusXM, like the old school varieties.
There he goes again.
It's funny that they had people come out and they sing a song like, and here's our star, you know, Johnny Johnson, and he comes out and sing "The Girl I Love," and then they do their fucking radio
Those
bit.
Pretty weird.
I was like, we don't really do things like that anymore, you know?
Because we can see.
Because we can see TV now. But that's what we should do. Del, Brad, you guys should sing prior to every show. Again, here are two of our stars, Brad and Del. And then you guys sing a song. And, you know.
Are we going to have, like, Old Man River?
Yeah.
Maybe not that song.
That song every week. Every week. Then you have to guess which one of us is singing it. That's the game. Yeah.
That is the game.
That's going
to
be hard.
Yeah. Brought to you by soap. Use it. yeah. So there you go. Or like Del's homemade beer. Anyway. I think we're done.
Anywho.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Can you hit stop recording the podcast button?
And...
How do you...